Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos Alevavos, Shara Bitachon. Today we hope to complete the third perek of this perek. And the author of the Chovos Alevavos has been trying to help us understand the understanding and role of Hishtadlus. The truth is that Adam HaRishon also had to be Mishtadel. Adam HaRishon was put into Gan Eden La'avda u'lishamra, which seems to suggest, and this is a long essay footnote of Rav Matisyahu Salomon Shalita Shadav Refuah Shleima, that this is exactly the understanding. Adam HaRishon was not able to eat unless he did the job he was supposed to do. We have that responsibility within ourselves as well. We have a responsibility to do stuff, to be involved. But while we are involved and while we are working, we have a responsibility to realize that our way of choosing a profession in life, our way to figure out how we're going to be Mishtadel, should be one that fits the responsibilities that we have. In fact, the Chovos Alevavos tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this system within the animals. And within the animals, we are taught why and how each animal functions, and why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made certain adaptations to the functionality of the animals. And those adaptations were created personally and purposely, l'sham sheni, so that I should be able to wake up and learn the lessons, take lessons from it as to how I'm supposed to work. Every society needs a certain mix of different types of people to perform different services for the society. That doesn't mean we should choose every single piece and function in every single job within society. What we need to do is to be Baalei Bitachon, find out what we are good at, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, like he gives the animals, particular styles and advantages to be able to perform certain types of jobs. And that's how we should be able to perform. It will not only change the way that we choose a way to live, it will also change our bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our awareness about the fact that he gives us the parnas in such a way. Yes, there's a counter question. The counter caution is the understanding that we have to be good at what we do. People who are good at different fields always manage to succeed. Which means if I put in the effort and I really do understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be doing, then I'm doing his will. In return, hu heitiv hu meitiv hu yeitiv lanu. He's going to be able to make it good. And in the process, even the work I'm doing becomes a work of Avodas Hashem. It's not so easy to be working all the time at a job that you hate. But part of the reason why we hate our jobs may be because either the business model is not one that we're good at, or because, forget about the business model, my talents are not the talents that are being tapped. And it's my responsibility to tap my talents. It's my responsibility to build my talents. And if I make it my business to do so, I'll be able to function better. So again, as we go through the day, we realize that a Baal Bitachon does not fight over dollars and cents. A Baal Bitachon fights over what it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do. And if we make it our business to realize that we're doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us, and it's his responsibility, who knows, saying Lachem L'cho Basar, that he's going to feed us, we can understand Kili Olam Chazdo, the whole world functions through his chesed. And if we make it our business to see it that way, then all of a sudden the world becomes a lot greater for us, and the richness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement becomes greater as well. My science teacher in high school, Mr. Mel Cohen, used to point out to us all the time that if you make it your business to realize that that's the way the Ribbono Shel Olam made it, that this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Brios to function, you can become a full-fledged mammon, a full-fledged believer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just from science. How awful it is that the evolutionary process kicked God out of the process. Said Mr. Cohen, if we would look and see the greatness of the Bria, the greatness of the creations, and we would realize how wonderful the adaptations were, we would not think that that's something that magically resulted. We would see that that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to keep things alive, and that it's relevant to us as well. Then we wouldn't be a bunch of monkeys and apes. We would be people who descended from a Ruach Hashem within the process. May we take that system to mind as well and look within our world and the beautiful green world that's now all of a sudden coming out of itself, how and in what way we could be a positive influence on it, and how we can realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's effect on it as well. Have a wonderful, terrific day. Bezrat Hashem, next time we meet, we'll start the fourth parak. Have a great day.